Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I'm guessing we're not going to have a song tonight. Anyway, welcome to your place. And tonight our show is going to be on Valentine's Day. We want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. And this will be an abbreviated show tonight so you can be with the ones that you love. And now, without further ado, here's our host, Wild Bill.
Well, hello, everybody. I'll start off with kind of put off base here. We've been super busy today, but had a wonderful Valentine's Day because we got to be together. And Valentine's Day is one of those things that, love in general is one of those things that it can either be something that inspires you and drives you to greater and bigger things in your life, or as this one comedian named Sam Kinison used to say, they asked him, he said, why do you do so many put-down jokes on women? And he said, because a man never made him want to take his car and drive it into a bridge. And the odd thing about that is that it was about 5 years later after he got famous with his comedy, he got married, and believe it or not, he died by crashing his car into a bridge. So I've always wondered about that just a little bit, but we do want to say happy Valentine's Day to everyone. And I want to share a song with you. I didn't get a chance to really fill Starlee in. We just put this together at the last minute. And I do want to give a little testimony first, but I got a van that I got from my sister. Many of you have heard about the story about the company going out of business and everything and how traumatic it was financially for us. And I got this Nissan Quest minivan from my sister, and it's like a tank. I mean, I don't think nothing could destroy that thing. And it's got right close to 400,000 miles on it. But anyway, we've been talking about getting something different. I was involved in an incident where a truck was trying to cut across where he'd missed an exit ramp, and to keep from running over him, I hit the shoulder. And I wasn't worried. I just was going to go around him on the shoulder. It didn't really slow up a lot, but there was a space that was washed out. And so I hit this at full speed, and it was like about a foot and a half deep and about 2 foot wide. And most vehicles, it would have tore apart, but my little less minivan just had a tire that had a big knock came off of it, and I lost two hubcaps in the deal. And part of my exhaust was coming loose to where I was getting exhaust fumes in there. But to make a long story short, we went into a business tonight and was talking to them about trading and, how it is to try to rebuild credit. You don't ever know, what's going to happen. And we drove past one salesman in the lot that was sitting there like a vulture just waiting to pounce on us as soon as we got around the car. And we drove and looked at some cars on the other side of the building, got out, and there was this nice-looking little black man sitting out there at the door waiting on us, big smile on his face. And so we walked up to him and went inside, and come to find out, he was a Pentecostal preacher. So we had kind of a neat relationship and attachment there. But what made it even better was the finance manager came over to us, and he graduated from college with my son and his wife. They grew up together at MTSU, and he's real close friends to their cousins. Actually, he's related to them a little bit. So make a long story short, they had worked out a deal for me for a 2010 Nissan vehicle, and once they realized who we were and everything, they bumped it up and gave us a 2011 for the exact same price. So the sad part is I've kind of gotten attached to the little minivan. It just seems to run and run and run. And but I'm not going to miss the loud noise where I wake up all the neighbors in the morning. Many of them will probably oversleep because they're used to that waking them up. And the fumes I have to breathe on the way to work every day. So I'm not going to miss that part. But I just want to give God praise for that. This is a place where we allow people to do that. And but I do want to share, I had one song that was requested over a radio to me one time. And this was right after a woman had told me that I either needed to get married or move on down the road. And so I want to play this song for you that was dedicated to me on the radio and see what you think about it.
Oh,
Do you remember who that was that dedicated that song to me?
No, I don't. I really don't have a clue.
You don't have a clue?
Boy, that takes me back. That was interesting.
Yeah, I thought you would enjoy that.
On our wedding day.
Yeah. I think she thought I was going to back out. When we went to get our license, I almost passed out. I don't know what it was that scared me so bad, but I felt all the blood just draining out of my body. And she looked up at me, and my lips were just blue, and because it's a pretty serious thing when you get ready to get married. And so I was a little, you know, worried there that how things were going to work out. And, you know, there is no guarantees in life. And when it comes to emotions and dealing with other people, you don't know. But I thought that was so neat that I had that song dedicated to me that morning. I was trying to figure out what was going on. The music was playing. I started to leave her, and she goes, "Wait, come back in here." And I'm like, "What?" You know, she would just act like there was nothing going on. And then all of a sudden, this song came on. She turned the radio up, and I thought, "Wow, okay." The future mother-in-law had already made it clear, and you know, hear this song. So it sort of laid it all down for me pretty clear. But I thought that would bring back a few memories for you. What was you thinking when you heard that when it first came on?
Do you know that I'm the one that dedicated it to you?
That's what I said, yeah.
Yeah, I was excited. I was excited that you heard it.
But, I mean, what was you feeling when I played it just now, all these years later? How many years?
I was 20. It was 20 August. Yeah, I thought it took me back. It was really, I don't know. I love him more now than I did then.
Wow, I don't know if that's good or bad, but I'll take it as good.
Well, it is good. Love should grow.
That's
and
true.
I just can't imagine my life without you.
Well, thank you.
The whole thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah, well, if anyone's wondering why we're having an abbreviated show tonight, it's because last week I worked 107 hours, had to work one of my days off, and have to get back up again at 4 o'clock in the morning. But since Starla dedicated that song to me, I have a song that I want to dedicate to her that I want to play. So y'all just bear with us, and hopefully you'll enjoy this. Happy Valentine's Day to you, Starla.
Well, thank you very much. That was a beautiful song.
It's for a beautiful person.
Well,
and
you.
We don't want to cut everybody out. If anyone has a comment or anything they want to say, I had someone say, what if I want to be chatty tonight? And I said, I think we'll hang up on your head. But I was just playing. But if anyone does anything that they would like to say or something about Valentine's, it's open at any time. I do want to say that love is one of those things in romance, as we were talking about, you know, the comedian Sam Kinison, which was also is an oddity that as a young man, he was a child prodigy Pentecostal preacher. And there's actually video that you can find of him in his younger days, you know, preaching the gospel. And then his life definitely turned around later, and he died, you know, like I said, a horrible car crash where he hit a bridge. But, you know, love is one of those things that really can, you know, take you down. It's either a win or lose thing, it feels like sometimes. If, you know, like, why do I open up myself to these things? And, you know, we think of Valentine's Day as flowers and candy and dinners and romance. But, you know, there's also that side of love that it can be very cruel. As Elvis says, don't be cruel. But, you know, but you have to take it all. It's all, as we talked many times on this show, it's part of the process. And I have a song I'll play at the end of the show for those people. But I just want, does anyone have anything they want to say before, you know, we wind this thing down? Does anyone have a comment about Valentine's Day? Starla had mentioned earlier that, you know, she was wondering about the spiritual significance of Valentine's Day and brought up the Valentine's Day massacre. And I wasn't really sure if the two went together. So I see we got a hand raised. You're on the air, 8805.
Joy?
Hello, hello. How are you guys doing? It's just so much fun to listen to this love fest. How many years have you guys been married?
20.
That is just really fantastic that y'all can be just getting all mushy and beside yourselves on Valentine's Day.
Oh. Well, you'd be pleased to know with the van that I did swap it for another Nissan, so.
They won you over with the other one, huh?
Well, we had a choice of getting that or a newer car in a brand that we won't mention that they claim is a real good car, but we know that, I mean, you get close to 400,000 miles. You don't hear people talk about that kind of mileage very often. So that's sort of like mine and Charlotte's relationship. It just takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
I had an interesting Valentine's Day. I don't know if you saw the pictures on Facebook, but it was our 26th anniversary. I mean, 26th Valentine's that we've ever had, and we had so much fun. I guess we are at least a testament to unconditional love. We're going to love each other right through a divorce.
Wow.
I'm sure that was a lot of different emotions going through all that.
Well, there have been all along this path, there have been a lot of different emotions, but really at this point, the divorce is supposed to be final on Thursday of this week. So tonight we're just kind of celebrating that fact, the fact that our friendship is going to last and we wish each other the best. And so it was just a weird amount of fun, except that we are aware of the fact that it's weird. But it's a lot better than hating each other, because then, you know, you do lose all that history and all that. I feel sorry for people who, since they can't be together, lose everything. I'm glad that that's not happening to us, but it's definitely strange. And like I say, so cute to listen to the two of you. I was tuning up a little bit.
Aww.
It's cute.
Wow.
It's good, especially that you love me. Yeah, and Richie, there's only one way to. I'm not even going to call you Wild Bill over how silly it is you weren't sure how to take that. She loves you more now than she did then. There's only one way to take that. That's just
well,
good.
Well, you can take it as she didn't love you very much at first. She just married you for your money or something, or your looks.
Because even if you love somebody like $1 million worth, if you love him more than you love $2 million worth, no, it's not a testament of that. That's just you being silly.
That's me. I can do that.
Y'all are cute. We ought to get Gam Gam on here too.
Well, she's actually on her list now, I think. Are you there, Gam Gam?
Because it's her in 2 days. It is your anniversary, Mama, Mary, and Daddy.
You know, I'd forgotten that. That's terrible.
I know, you do every year, because that's for some reason of all the millions of dates in the world. I got to tell you guys, you would think that I would be emotional about my marriage and everything that's going on with that, but Daddy was such a Valentine to me, always giving me a big, huge box of chocolates and a big, huge card all the way through till the year he died. So today, for some reason, I do keep getting emotional, but it's about Daddy, weirdly enough. We're also coming up on that anniversary, 8 years of his death. I'll bring everybody down if you give me a minute. Sorry. Maybe you should have abbreviated the show a little bit quicker before you let me on.
Well, love is one of those things, like I said, it has the upside and the downside, and, you know, we go through times of gain and loss. That's, you know, part of the
process.
Yeah,
if you're going to, it always is. Even like somebody was talking about with children, that you're opening yourself up to a love like you've never known, but you open yourself up to pain, and that really is true across the board with love, that it's because when you love somebody that much, then whatever happens to them hurts you, whatever, you're opening yourself up to feel pain. But we got to, that reminds me of the Indigo Girls song about don't know where it all began, I don't know where it all will end, but we're better off for all that we let in. And I do believe that. Got to stay open and keep feeling right.
Well, that's
say
true.
Something cheerful before I feel bad.
Well, does anyone have anything? Mom, did you have anything you wanted to share about what you thought about Valentine's Day or anything?
I don't know if you noticed how many times that I signed on tonight.
Yes, I did. the new media or whatever for 72-year-old people. I have the, this phone. I've got this new little hookup so that especially for the radio broadcast. Can y'all hear me better?
I
yeah.
can.
And I can hear you better. The only problem is I kept pushing the wrong button and I discontinued the whole thing. But anyway, I'm on now. And no, I never, you know, we didn't celebrate Valentine's Day in the church. So I guess, you know, it's just not been that significant except for chocolate candy and Valentine cookies and all that good stuff. But that's really interesting that I would forget that about our anniversary. But I have thought a lot about your dad today and bragged about him a lot.
Because he's your Valentine.
That's right. When you have a love, you know, that through all the process and through all the different, well, process, that you know that you really love somebody, that's pretty good, isn't it? I mean, it's great to have had that experience. What's that saying? It's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all.
That's true. What's sad about that, though, is how many times do we look back and realize what we had that we didn't really, you know, look at the time?
Now
you know,
it's
just. But seriously, I mean, there's so many things. I think there's a song, you don't know what you got till it's gone. But it's one of those things that as you're going through things in life, I remember when I was going through my divorce, Mom wanted to give me these books on the phases that you go through in a divorce. Well, it was too painful to read that book, right? It aggravated me. You know, here's another book from Mom. You know, how's that going to help me? You know, and it was too close at that time, but I read it later, and I realized, like, wow, you know, yeah, there's, again, this process when you go through the different stages of grieving and the different things of finding yourself again, of, you know, you were trying to become one with another person, all of a sudden now you're trying to become one complete within yourself again. And that was one of those things that, as Rhonda used to always, or Joy used to always tell me, that I didn't master very well, so. It was
Starla
a lot of ridicule I used to get for that. Do what?
Starla let you go ahead and just skip it.
Skip
the having to be on your own. But I am looking forward to all of that. And I do feel, it's funny with the whole Valentine thing, I know that that's about sweethearts, but I think for one thing, a lot of people are feeling sorry for me and sending me a lot of love and prayers, and I've felt held up by that. But I feel so connected to all the different kinds of love. Like when you said at the beginning of the show, Starla said that we could all go be with the people that we loved, and I thought, these are the people that I love. And I love Jennifer, and I love her girls, and I love my kids, and I love, there's just so many people that I love and so many people that love me that I don't feel disconnected from the fount of that just because I'm not in sweetheart mode right now. And I'm very grateful for that because some parts of this I sure did. I mean, I've compared myself sadly to a dog that got left on the side of the road that thought they were the cute, wonderful, beloved pet, and they just can't believe they're on the side of the road. I have felt just very disconnected, like without that relationship, that I was just going to be in horrible, agonizing pain. But that's not where I'm at now. I just feel like I love everybody and everybody loves me, including Ash.
Well, I did kind of put a song together for those people on the other side of this that felt like they were the cute dog on the side of the road left there and things weren't going well. And so if no one has anything important to say, I'm going to play that song and then we're going to sign off so I can get a little bit of sleep. So anything important to say?
107 hours. My Lord, that's nuts.
In 6 days.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Go ahead. Sorry.
That was important, folks. We had to all get that, so we're going to write that down. I'll never forget it. Okay, for those of those, well, I'm really talking well tonight. For those who are kind of on the other side of love right now, things ain't really connected well for them, here's a little song I will find a little humorous, but you may find that it really speaks more to you than what the other songs did that Starla played for me and I played for her. So enjoy this, and we'll be back with you next week. God bless each and every one of you.